an exhortation on Christian education titled, Let Us Teach, Let Us Learn, Let Us Grow. We are living in a time when the need for godly instruction and spiritual formation is more urgent than ever. In a world marked by complexity, confusion, and moral compromise, the church must rise with conviction and clarity, reclaiming the sacred responsibility of Christian education. This divine calling is the shared mission of every believer to cultivate minds, shape hearts, and disciple lives in the knowledge and reverence of the Lord. Christian education is far more than the transfer of biblical facts. It is the transformation of the whole person through the living truth of God's Word. Proverbs 22:6 declares, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." This is not a suggestion. It is a sacred charge. We are called to teach not just information, but intimacy with Christ, not just scripture memorization, but spirit-led formation. Our aim is not merely intellectual growth, but spiritual maturity and Christ-like character. The work of Christian education is a partnership between the home and the church and the Christian school. Parents are the first and most influential educators, setting the spiritual tone through both word and example. Churches must support families by providing faithful teaching, mentoring, and community throughout all seasons of life. Christian schools are not just alternatives to public systems, they are mission fields and training grounds preparing the next generation to be bold witnesses for Christ in every aspect of society. We must be vigilant. To ignore Christian education is to risk allowing the next generation to be shaped more by the culture than by Christ. We may produce children who are academically accomplished, yet spiritually adrift, who know how to succeed in the world, but not how to stand for truth. So I urge you, invest in Christian education. Support it with your prayers, your presence, your resources, and your gifts. Whether you are a parent, teacher, pastor, mentor, or student, your role matters. Every lesson taught, every word of encouragement spoken, every moment of discipleship offered is a seed planted for the kingdom. And let us not grow weary. The fruit may not appear immediately, but the impact is eternal. As Paul reminds us in Galatians 6:9, let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Christian education builds lives, shapes legacies, and equips saints for every good work. Let us rise to the call. Let us teach with boldness, learn with humility, and disciple with faithfulness for the glory of God and the good of generations yet to come. To neglect Christian education is to risk spiritual erosion, but to embrace it is to establish a legacy of truth, hope, and righteousness that will echo through eternity. Let us teach. Let us learn. Let us grow. Amen.